Matt Greenwood on KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's, talking to Dylan Hawk of the Sekhmin Jaguars, soon to be of the SEMO Redhawks. National Signing Day passed, and Dylan Hawk put his name to paper saying that he wants to play for the SEMO Redhawk football team. So we'll start off our interview here just sort of congratulating Dylan and getting his initial thoughts, Dylan, on just this whole experience for you and knowing that you're going to get to keep playing football at a local college. How cool is that?
Yeah, thank you, first of all. You know, it's been one hell of an experience. You know, I've been training my whole life, basically for almost 10 years, ever since I first started playing football. And ever since the first time I stepped on the field, I was always like, I wanted to play, you know, this for my whole life. And to be able to play in college and extend that from high school, it's unexplainable. It should have been an awesome experience.
Now, SEMO is a team that has been going through a transition to where they finally have hit a mark where fans and students and all that can be proud of what they're putting on the football field, as you are very aware of, and as I've mentioned before. You know, hosting and winning their first ever playoff football game certainly can bring in can do a lot of things to help them bring in more talent. And so you're familiar with that aspect. You're not necessarily familiar with, you know, being on the teams that were unsuccessful and sort of, you know, how they went from being unsuccessful to being a successful team. You don't know that from their viewpoint, but you do know it as a Sekhmin Jaguar. And as many are aware in this area, it's been a struggle for a little while. Coach Baker, though, comes in. First year, not great. Second year, better. And then I think this was his third or fourth year, but you guys, you and Drew Campbell and Lounsbury, you did something that no Sekhmin team had ever done before, and that's finish above 500. You guys got 6 wins this year and had a heck of a showing against Fox in the playoffs. But for you, what was that experience like at Sekhmin to kind of, you know, go from the ground and now you're, you know, in your senior year, you're finishing, you know, 30, 40 stories up in the air. Basically, it's kind of a lame metaphor, but you know about going from the ground up and just sort of share that experience for you as a football player.
Yeah, you know, it's always hard losing and no one really wants to lose, so. You know, we got together, me and my teammates, and we were just like, we're tired of losing. So we started working hard and concentrating way more this year on winning and helping the team in the future. You know, like Coach Baker's telling us that, you know, former teams, they can always help the future and see what past teams have done, and that we can always do that. But yeah, it was really like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just been unreal this season. It was the funnest year of my life, you know, going out on the road and beating teams like Northwest, and that was in a close game, which, you know, my heart, my blood's always racing, and it's just really nerve wracking the whole game because it was really close. But yeah, to finish 6-4 and have the best season Sekhmin's ever had is unbelievable. I'll never forget it.
And now you get to join a SEMO program that sort of some of the players that were freshmen, sophomores that had to go through the growing pains and then pay the benefits or reap the benefits of just that hard work and perseverance last year. Now you get a chance to be a part of that and grow in that regard. Let's get to talking about the recruiting process. How early did SEMO come looking at you? How hard did they hit you? That sort of thing. Give us a little look inside sort of how they recruited you to their team.
Okay, so basically the recruiting guy for this area, the Arnold area, he came by and asked Coach Baker. This was the junior year going, this was the spring of junior season, it was this last spring, about a year ago. So he came in and asked Coach Baker, who wants to play college football and who really wants to go to the next level. And he told him some names, and so that's basically where where that started, and they started watching throughout the whole season. And then after the season in December, the receivers coach hit me up and was interested in me, and we talked back and forth about various stuff. And then finally, I think it was this last month in January, the beginning of January, he came in and talked to me about he wanted me to attend there and play on the football team. And this is a preferred walk-on opportunity. So he even said that he values walk-ons more because to walk on to a school is much more, takes a lot more work and dedication than if you're already offered the money and you don't have to work as hard because you know you already have a guaranteed tuition. So yeah, and then I went down for a visit a couple weeks ago, loved the campus, and yeah, signed.
As you visited the campus, and obviously you enjoyed all that stuff, what else did they show you other than just the campus? Did they show you the classrooms? Did they show you the workout facilities, the football stadium? Did they take you through a walkthrough there? Kind of, what did they make? What did they let you experience when you were down there?
Okay, so basically, I didn't go into any classrooms, but we went to the stadium. We went in the locker room, both the locker room. In the stadium, and they have a separate locker room for practice, and because that's across the campus. But yeah, we basically saw their weight room, which is one of the best weight rooms I've ever seen. They have 30 yards of AstroTurf in the middle, and they have an indoor track facility. They have a track above the weight room, just like a little walkway so you can warm up and. It was probably the best, like I said, one of the best weight rooms I've ever seen.
That's pretty cool, man. I want to talk a little bit about your senior year a little bit more. Obviously, 6-4 for you guys, best record the Sekhmet football team has ever had. But you did some pretty awesome things, especially in the playoff game against Fox that I got to saw. You made a great catch in the back of the end zone for a touchdown. You also ran a kickoff back for a touchdown on a reverse play, and I saw you make some really nice dodge moves and all that good stuff. So you had two special teams touchdowns this year, and four touchdown runs, three touchdown catches, over 1,000 all-purpose yards. You even threw a touchdown pass. Talk about, you know, your accomplishments from a personal standpoint this past season, and what you hope to accomplish as a SEMO Redhawk.
You know, I wouldn't have been able to do that, all that stuff, without my teammates and the coaches. So, and they were a really big help, and my parents. They were encouraging me the whole time, and my teammates. I blocked for them. They blocked for me. You know, and the coaches are just another helping block. That, you know, it just all worked together to help me. To help me accomplish those things. So basically, as a Red Hawk, what I want to help them win a championship and be the best teammate I can.
Hey man, that's all the coaches are asking of you, I'm sure as well. I asked Andrew Graves, who's a Jefferson running back, if he had ever talked to you during his recruiting process, ever met you, that sort of thing, and he wasn't too familiar with you, so I'm kind of curious. Are you aware of Andrew Graves and who he is?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys are going to be very aware, I guess, as members of SEMO. He was an outstanding running back and defensive player, and I know that you didn't play defense your last 2 years, but offensively I see a lot of similarities in terms of just the explosiveness that you guys have. So SEMO's got a nice threat in you on special teams and outside, and a nice little running back threat in Andrew Graves. So and you know what? That gives people around this area more incentive to stay in tune with SEMO. Because, you know, they have the local talent around here. How much did being still in Missouri, still being close to home, how much did that factor into your decision to go to SEMO?
Oh, it was a huge factor. You know, my parents, they still want to see me and come visit me whenever they want, and it's only, I would say, like an hour and 30 minutes away from my home. So, and you know, I would have, my parents are really the main reasons why. And see, I went down there and I loved the area and the campus. And it was just a plus that they were pretty close.
And one more thing from you, Dylan, and then we'll go ahead and let you go. As I told you, I spoke to Andrew Graves a little bit just a few days ago. They all call him Coach Tuke because no one knows how to pronounce his last name. Of course, we gave it a shot. But anyway, in terms of you talked about your recruiter and being able to visit Coach Tuke. What in particular did you notice in terms of similarities between Coach Baker and Coach Tuke?
Oh, so basically when I first heard Coach Tuke talk, I was saying in my head that I want to play for this guy. He knows what to do. He knows to build up a program just like Baker has. You know, you can't build Rome in a day, is what they say. But like they're both really heavy on one step at a time, and Simo's saying is brick by brick, and just building one brick at a time to build up to be as best as you can be. And I think Coach Baker's doing a great job here at Sacramento doing that.
All right, very cool. Hey, Dylan, congratulations on your signing at SEMO. Like I said, I think the local fans are going to be thrilled to eventually see Dylan Hawk and Andrew Graves on the football field together. And I hope you do some great things down at SEMO. And again, just congratulations on being able to sign there.
Thank you.
All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. We appreciate you spending time with us as well. That is Dylan Hawk of the Sacramento Jaguars, future SEMO Red Hawk. It's almost like it was meant to be, Dylan Hawk and a Red Hawk. I know it's kind of lame, Dylan, but that's me. So anyway, congratulations to Dylan Hawk, and that does it for this portion of KJ Sports Talk. We're back with more next.